Good morning, I'm Lily Lopez, and welcome to your morning conversation. Our guest today is Dr. Phil Hull, director of the International Involvement Center here at Northwest Missouri State University. Thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Hull, and jumping right into it. The months leading up to the pandemic were a whirlwind for everyone involved. Do you mind just going into what international students had to deal with as the pandemic developed?
Well, you know, we've got a full-time staff of four, and I'm the director. We have Erica Lees and Brooke Richards, who a lot of their responsibility is working with students who are getting ready to complete graduation and go on what's called OPT, Optional Practical Training. And so that allows them to be on their student visa and work in the United States without having to get an H-1B work visa. And also, they do a lot of the on-campus support programming, advising, and things of that nature. And so a lot of the messaging out to current and also some prospective students has gone through them. We have a system that we can coordinate that with. And I think, you know, it's kind of a, you saw this with the domestic students as well. It was kind of a blessing and a curse that our, you know, lockdown, our sort of movement to online classes happened over spring break. And there were not, at the time, there were not a whole lot of international students that went home. They, you know, it wasn't a long enough stretch for them to do that, but a lot of them have friends or family elsewhere in the United States, and they were traveling maybe to see them. And so, you know, learning the news that that campus was going to close, I think it afforded them an opportunity for those who did travel elsewhere in the U.S., especially if they were with family, to stay there so that they would be with loved ones and have that support and not be in complete isolation, I guess. We did have a few students after they learned that campus was going to shut down and would go online. There were a few that did decide to return home. They were able to get home. That may present some challenges in the future if they decide to return, and we message that out to them. Just because if for whatever reason, you know, their visa expires, which isn't likely, but if there's any issues related to their travel documentation, or also, you know, flights being able to get back to the U.S., that could be problematic. But we did send out messages to students reminding them of kind of the pros and cons of going all the way back home. Mm-hmm. And I know this is kind of a long answer to your question, but I'm trying to cover all the bases in terms of the different categories of students. But we also did have some students, the majority of them graduate students, who have stayed here in Maryville. Of course, you may have you know, heard this from maybe some of the students that you talked to or some of the other research that you've done, but with campus jobs being lost, there were some students who did lose campus employment. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a challenge for them, you know, to, you know, maybe keep up with their rent and food, but they've also, I don't know if you saw the article, I think it went out in Northwest Digest about, you know, the Pay It Forward. Mm-hmm. And I did interview a couple of, I think, Indian students, if I remember correctly, who were able to take advantage of that and use that as a resource. And also going to the food bank that we have on campus. And so there has been, you know, there's been continued community support, and there's certainly been continued campus support. And I think some of the initiatives as well that have been put in place by the administration to serve not just international students, but the entire student body, have certainly had a positive effect on our international student population by and large.
As of right now, are there any potential obstacles that international students will have to face leading up to the fall semester?
You know, there are certainly things that are within our control as a university, and there are some things that are out of our control. The things that are out of our control are the way individual countries are responding to the epidemic, you know, within their borders. So, for example, in India, which is, you know, our largest international student population that's represented on campus, for a while, they completely shut down the banks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, families didn't have access to money. They aren't, you know, they aren't able to wire money. They're in lockdown, so families aren't able to, you know, go to their jobs, just like, you know, you have some of that happening here. And so, you know, students who may have had means of family support, that that's compromised. You also have a situation right now where, you know, soon after, you know, our federal government response to the pandemic started rolling out, all the embassies and consular offices overseas shut their doors. And so that, where that becomes a problem, is when we're looking at, you know, fall and potentially spring, but certainly this fall, students' abilities to go for their visa interviews so that they can get the F1 visa to study at Northwest. And of course, that's not just a Northwest problem. That's a U.S. problem. That's something that's going to hit all the colleges and universities around the country. Those are two of the biggest things. And I think, you know, one of the things that you're also seeing now that I think is a positive, and again, this certainly affects international students, but it does affect some domestic students, is, you know, responses to how, what course delivery is going to look like in the fall. You know, some, you know, the Cal State system has stated that through the fall semester, all of their classes are going to be fully online. There are some other colleges and universities that are rolling out the same kinds of announcements. Northwest has made the decision, as you can see on the COVID update page that we've got, that classes are going to be face-to-face, but that's also something that is going to continue to be reviewed and revised. You know, if there are other concerns in terms of bringing students together in the classroom, if there are other concerns in terms of, you know, students' ability to get here, whatever it might be, those plans could change, I suspect. There are a number of teams that are, you know, kind of keeping an eye on all the different ways Northwest is being impacted by the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a lot of factors to consider. And are there any resources or support systems that international students can use to help them gain some kind of stability while things are still up in the air?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I would say that, you know, one of the things that Erica and Brooke have done is they have kept virtual advising appointments and met with students via Zoom and kept sort of virtual office hours so students can log in and use our chat function on our website. I know, you know, they've held at least one, maybe more, sort of ISO get-togethers. So they did that virtually. Students kind of log in and, you know, do a group chat, group party, and check in with one another. So that's been very beneficial. There are a number of resources that students can, or a number of places where students can find resources. Probably the best in terms of, you know, sort of a social outreach, I would encourage students to go to the Student Activities website and reach out to that office to find out if different student organizations are meeting virtually. Certainly, we've come to the end of the spring semester, so I don't know how active student leaders will be in bringing folks together, but there might be cause to continue to, for groups to meet over the summertime, just to kind of stay in touch and socialize and things of that nature. We also on our website do have a number of resources, both for prospective incoming students as well as current students. Some of the services that we offer, a lot of those are going to be related to OPT and advising and things of that nature, but we do have some information on organizations and clubs. So I would say some of the ways that international students can reach out are many of the same ways that domestic students can reach out. And I guess one of the things that I would also encourage is for any domestic students, if they're thinking that some of these issues don't pertain to them, I always encourage our international students and our domestic students to get to know one another, to connect. And I think this, despite all the negatives we sometimes hear, I think this is a really good opportunity for people to reach out and get connected and learn about people from other cultures, learn their stories, learn their history, learn their challenges, and learn also some of their, the bright spots, the kind of the stories of encouragement and hope and joy that they've experienced.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people helping each other out and supporting one another, and that's something really good to see as we move toward an uncertain future together. Thank you, Dr. Hull, for your time today, and thank you for everyone tuning in. I'm Lily Lopez, and this has been your Morning Conversation.